Hello, and welcome to the All Night Gamers Podcast, episode 214. Hi, hello, hi, hope you're doing well. Thank you for joining us for another edition of the show. How are we doing, boys? Where are we at?
Not too bad, actually.
Yeah. Doing all right.
Feeling okay after the almost 4-hour episode last week?
Yeah.
I could be less tired, but, you know, I'm doing decent.
We could all be less tired.
Mm-hmm. I'm feeling a bit better. I still need to wash my bedding, though, after being sick.
Yeah.
I'm going to probably be typing the entire show today. Because I procrastinated and put off an English paper that's due tomorrow in class. Mm-hmm. And I have not done a single bit of it. So I'm...
So you're checking out. See ya.
I'm not checking out. I'm going to be listening and discussing, but I won't be if
he's
it's
checking out.
No, checking if out. It's
we're
if
losing
it's,
him.
That's crazy. That's so great.
Well,
man, even after
if
I done
an issue
after
that
I preached on the show about doing English papers ahead of time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
And nobody listened to me.
You know what?
Nobody listened.
If you were if you had told me straight to my face instead of over the show, I might have listened, but I'm just a silly Billy.
That is fair. You shouldn't take anything you do on the show seriously. I didn't consider that, yeah.
That was so factual.
No, I was thinking about it the entire week, like, oh, shit, I need to get this paper done. Mm-hmm. And then every time I thought about it, it just made me sad, so I decided not to do it until last week.
Understandable, honestly.
I'm pretty sure you mentioned it at Disc Golf as well.
I did.
As much as they stay the same.
He's got no one to blame but himself, is what I'm saying.
Oh, no, I'm not. Yeah, and I'm not trying to blame anyone. Like,
no,
I know it's my fault.
It's a classic story.
Ago,
it's like the most classic college story, I think, is delaying on a paper.
Until you absolutely can't.
Well, all right then. I guess we'll get right rolling in. Like a Dragon, Pirate Yakuza in Hawaii had a really great debut, becoming the second biggest entry of the saga with...
I think it's something.
Oh,
give me a second.
Oh, yeah, I see it now. 22,327 concurrent users.
This is for Steam.
Yeah, 51% less than IW.
Infinite Wealth.
I was trying to, like, which subtitle is that? Infinite Wealth. But 38% higher than The Man Who Erased His Name. Neat.
Okay.
Final Fantasy Rebirth is also doing well on their Steam debut, hitting number 3 in the U.S. sales charts.
Good.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Love to see good, long single-player games doing well. No microtransactions.
True.
Also, Marvel Rivals has passed 40 million players as NetEase reports net revenue of $2.9 billion. You know, I was looking at news for the show a couple hours ago and literally was reading about potentially there being a bunch more cuts and or layoffs with NetEase. So I'm glad to read that there's getting a net revenue of almost $3 billion, and they're still talking about it.
They're still firing people.
And they're still going to fire people, exactly.
Man, this is why I'm like, I'm okay with not being in the gaming industry.
No, literally.
Like,
yeah, the instability is nerve-wracking.
What is it? There were memes right after that article was posted, where it's like, illusion of choice meme. Game does well. Games does poorly. Unemployment. Like, I hate that, but like, it's so accurate for the gaming industry, and I don't know why.
That's just how it goes, I guess. It's how the business is.
Dude, Nintendo stays on top.
How do you make Google Docs go into freaking dark mode?
You see what I mean? You see what I mean? He's gone. How do you make Google Docs go into dark mode?
You can't by default, but there's
why
you
are
can
you
use the Dark Reader extension.
Wait, yeah, why aren't you just using
you
Google?
You have Google right there, dude.
Y'all are my tech support, dude.
I don't want your tech support. Nah,
here,
dude,
I'll
you,
answer
you,
his question.
You can't afford my rates.
Dark Reader extension on
dude,
Chrome.
I can't afford my own rates, which is like a dollar.
That's so sad.
Huh.
But yeah, no, layoffs is insane, dude.
Yeah. I feel like, you know, at least several times a year for the show, we have some major studio or major game being offset by people being laid off.
Well, last year it was it Ubisoft or was it EA that let go a whole bunch of folks?
Probably both.
Probably both.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, great. And that's how you contribute to a conversation, boys.
Speaking of NetEase, new investigation inside NetEase Games. CEO is slashing games, hundreds of jobs, and investments. There is even talk of not releasing Marvel Rivals. The CEO wants games that generate hundreds of millions of dollars and have original IPs.
The CEO is insane and should
be
fired.
Yeah, so he wants everything all the time right now. And
but also,
he wants nobody
has to
be to
a new. He wants a new IP. It has to be new so that they're not having to license things.
He wants,
here's an idea.
He wants it to be developed for free.
And have no developers. Yeah, no labor costs, no intellectual property cost. It has to be a new IP, but also sell millions of units.
Yeah, millions it has to be developed for free, and it has to make me a ton of money. Great business idea. Why don't you guys just make me a thing that's going to make me a ton of money?
This is why they're convinced that AI is going to be so good for them. And it's like, will it, though?
It can create slop. Yeah, it can create McDonald's.
Yeah,
no, that's an insult to McDonald's.
And we have to freaking spray starter fluid inside a 50-year-old nuclear plant to start it back up just to power it.
Exactly.
Now you're getting it.
Love it. Yuri Lowenthal confirms that Peter will not be relegated to the couch in Spider-Man 3 after his break in Spider-Man 2. Ooh.
I
okay.
Generally thought
either of
them. That what originally they were supposed to do, and it's not in the Insomnia League, so maybe I'm wrong. But, like, him going on break was their way to do Miles Morales 2 without Peter interfering.
Just to leave the door open to do whatever they want.
Yeah. But I don't think that's the plan anymore, especially since they canceled all their DLCs for 2.
Why did they do that?
I think just restructuring. I don't know.
Cost performance analysis didn't yield high enough percentages. I don't know.
$300 million on Spider-Man 2 because they rebuilt the world that nobody even realized they. Everybody thought they reused the first map.
I mean, for all intents and purposes, they did.
Why wouldn't you just port, like? I get maybe it can't be a one-to-one conversion, but also, this is, like...
No, it could have been, but they chose to redo... They chose to remake the map from scratch. This is why RGG is beating everybody. You're really, really just using the same things for 20 years. Who needs to start over? I'm kidding, they've started over. They've made, like, 3... engines, but still, the map I'm playing on is the map I played on the last game.
I mean, I could argue creatively that redoing the map when you have access to, like, a big part of Spider-Man 2 was being on PS5 and having SSD performance so you can fast travel and do, like, those wind tunnel things and this, that, or whatever, and I guess I could see where rebuilding it with that in mind could make the layout a lot easier, like make it more intuitive or something, that compared to just taking the map and like jamming it in places. But even then, I don't know. Like, it's, I don't know, it feels kind of weak. I feel like it might not be that hard to do it. And then trying to, I don't even know what I'm trying to say.
I get,
yeah, like, why would you have the money to spend on that and not do DLC?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. Not doing DLC is weird because it's like, man, you got rid of a lot of the upfront costs. And a lot of the side quests in the game clearly feel like they're hinting at a DLC storyline instead of like a storyline for 3.
No.
Yeah, they probably wrote some stuff anticipating DLC before it got turned down. And then just left it in anyway.
I mean, it's already there. What are you going to do? Cut content? Just instead of being like,
dude,
well,
in Spider-Man 3, I guess, but...
That's so dumb. People won't even remember it because you'll have all new side quests.
I like the Spider-Man games a lot. I think the best one's the first one still. I just would really like them to do more Arkham things with the side quest where it's like more optional bosses that aren't tied into the narrative of the story. Which they kind of did a little bit into, but I'd like more.
That's fair.
GameStop is no longer taking Pokemon trading card pre-orders. I guess they just are giving up on that too. Because they don't want
They give up on everything.
GameStop wants to kill itself, they just can't figure out how.
One thing they can sell that's not video games and still super successful is Pokemon cards. And they're just like, nah.
More well, no, that mugs. doesn't say that they won't take people's money for it. They just won't do pre-orders. Probably because they keep having people come in right at store open and go, give me the cards. And they sell them, and then people get mad at them for selling their pre-orders. Because let's be so for real here. GameStop and selling people's pre-orders is a tale as old as time at this point. You cannot.
More like all of them do it, and it's like, man, if only there was a way for y'all to have a system of what you allocated already before you start selling.
The problem is GameStop is the worst about it because they allocate the items per store based on the pre-orders. So, like, why are you selling people's pre-orders?
Yeah, like, and you say, like, then, if only we had a system. Brother, we do. We have so many systems. We have systems of everything.
No, that system doesn't work.
But they also, like, back when the Shovel Knight Trio and Gold Shovel Knight released in 2019, right? I pre-ordered them. I pre-ordered Gold Shovel Knight at the mall GameStop, right? And obviously didn't need it because I pre-ordered it elsewhere. It was just as a precaution. They didn't cancel that shit. I had to go and cancel it in person months after the fact because I was like, I never got my money back for that.
Nice.
Like,
well, to be fair, you signed up for that hassle because you decided to pre-order an amiibo at multiple locations.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but like, how hard is it to just go, you didn't pick up the pre-order? Canceled. Like, come on.
PS5 Pro sales are reportedly falling behind the sale performance of the PS4 Pro in the U.S.?
That's not surprising, considering it's insanely expensive.
Yeah, the price, and I feel like the PS5 by itself is just a good console.
Yeah, I don't feel like there's that significant of a difference for most people, you know?
Yeah, legit.
So it's I can't really say I'm surprised.
Yeah, it did well in the first month, but every console does well in the first month.
Except the Wii U.
Sure. The Wii U did well in the first month.
Did it?
Yeah. At the time, if you went back in time, it would feel like, because that's when all the Nintendo fans buy it.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
There's always going to be people that buy it. It's always going to sell. Like, there's fans of every console, so every console launch is going to be big for the first month because it just came out.
It's but a new after console.
That, is you have to see if it holds on.
It's whether or not the casuals adopt it.
Oh, it's too expensive.
Yeah. So there's no specific numbers available for it, but it's a mix of the high price and industry-wide decline sales. Also, PS5 hardware spending has dropped by 38% year over year.
Huh.
It seems like spending is just kind of down across the board. Xbox is down 50%. Either. Switch is down 53% in the same period.
The Switch would be because of the Switch 2, right?
Probably. Yeah, but also the Switch, I mean, it just hasn't sold well. I mean, like, well is a relative term. It's still selling, but it's not selling as what they were hoping it would.
Banking on
just
it.
Because
yeah.
It's old. Everybody already has
it's
one.
Old. Also, one. I mean, name one game last year that was, like, insane. Everybody had to have it.
Final Fantasy Rebirth.
That's not on the Switch.
Oh. I thought we were talking about the PS5.
No.
No, we're talking about Switch. Bro, we already
he said
mentioned
Final
PS5.
Fantasy 7 Rebirth.
Bro was not paying attention.
I was enough to answer the question. I heard we were talking about PS5 Pro sales and why it didn't sell.
Yeah, and
just,
I apparently missed the Switch part.
Well, can't say I'm surprised. I don't think any of us can, really.
Nah, it's... I mean, even, you know, even in their graphics comparisons, it's like, what, you know, what kind of TV are you going to have to actually make use of those marginal changes? I mean, I'm sure... the 60 FPS 4K is good, but like,
well, like to really take advantage of a PS5 in the first place, you need a 4K 120 TV. So that doesn't really change for a PS5 Pro. It just now more games can do 120 with high resolution.
Yeah, that's a.
But that's the problem right there. I can already do 4K 120 on plenty of things on my PS5. Buying a PS5 Pro, spending another $800 or $700, whatever, after already spending $500
for marginal upgrades on certain games.
Yeah, it can do 120 and look a little better. But I could already do 120 on like Gran Turismo and Resident Evil and stuff. So like that's all I need it for. God of War. Spider-Man. So why do I need the Pro? I can already do 120 just fine. And I don't need 4K when I'm playing Gran Turismo or Spider-Man because I'm moving so goddamn fast that it doesn't matter what the resolution is.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's so cool that when I landed, I'm reflecting in the windows. Okay, but how long am I landing for? Like, I'm going to have to sit there just to be able to see it, you know?
Yeah, there were 5 seconds in Spider-Man 2 where I was sad that I couldn't have high-resolution ray tracing and 120 FPS, and it was the 5 seconds I was on the side of a building covered in mirrors, and I couldn't see myself as cool. I switched between resolution and performance modes, and I'm like, oh, ray tracing, oh, no ray tracing. And then I went back to swinging around and immediately forgot about all of that. So, why does it matter?
I mean, and I
just
feel like
give me 120. That's what I want.
I feel like that building with all the, you know, mirror windows is like the one they showed as their example of how it looked with both. And it's like, okay, but why do I care?
Yeah, especially like in a, I'd argue a story game. Like, why? I don't know.
I mean, like, if it can't do full 4K ray tracing 120 hertz, that's fine. But for a lot of the time, you don't really need that anyway. Like, again, in Spider-Man 2, you're moving so fast, it does not matter. The fact that it might only be 2K 120 and there's no ray tracing or whatever, it's not, you're not going to know.
No idea.
Yeah.
And if you do, then you probably have a 5090 and your house burned down. Because money is no object. Okay, on to Collector's Corner, the weekly segment where we go around and talk about the games we've been playing, the games we've been buying, good things, bad things, life happenings, all the like, whatever.
True.
We spin a wheel to determine who goes first, so spin the wheel and see who we got this week.
If it's Cameron, bad week.
Dude, twice in a row?
Oh, for real? Good omen, bro.
Me? Twice in a row? Wow, back on back in the win column. Okay, well, mine's pretty light. I played a lot of golf with you guys. Played a little Lethal Company. Played a little bit of the Game of the Week. And played a lot of Pokemon Emerald. I'm through, like, 3 gyms now. I even caught a Abra and trained it to an Alakazam, and everyone says that Psychic type sucks in Gym 3, but I don't know, dude. It still seems almost as much of a banhammer as it does in Gen 1 and 2. That Alakazam is my solution
like
to any Pokemon.
I feel like people only say that because of how overpowered Psychic was in Gens 1 and 2.
Yeah, but literally, I mean, my Alakazam is my solution when I don't have an immediate Pokemon solution. Like, if I don't have a Pokemon to play to fight something, I'm just like, oh, Glass Cannon, bang. It always works. It just works still. So, playing a lot of that, and very much enjoying my reshelled Game Boy. It feels great. It feels brand new, actually, this time, because I built it correctly and didn't damage anything. So it's been very enjoyable. I've played a decent amount of that. I've now turned my attention to my DS Lite. I have 2, and the other one's in the box, so it's like super nice. But I don't want to play on it much because it's kind of like an in-box one. But my main one that I put most of the wear and tear on has like wearing hinges. They're not cracked or broken. They're just the mechanism's bad. So I ordered some replacements for those. And I'm looking at maybe doing a reshell. I at least want to do a new bottom screen cover because it's kind of scratched up from the stylus. So it makes the screen look fuzzy. So I might be trying a DS reshell again soon. I had a bad experience the first time and I basically ruined a DS.
Whoops.
So, but that's been like 5 years, 6 years maybe.
A lot more experience now.
Yeah, and also a lot more patience. Follow the guide step by step. I don't care if it takes 6 hours. Be slow. Because that's what my problem is that I rush. I just want it done because I want to play on it. I like the new thing. So yeah, mostly Pokemon Emerald. I play a little bit of Harvest Moon. Play a little bit of Mario 4. I got a save file downloaded that has all of the e-reader levels for Mario 4 unlocked. So I put that on there. So now my copy has all of the e-reader levels I can play too.
Nice.
Yeah, I think that's really about it. It's like Pokemon Emerald most of the time. Yeah. All right. Short and sweet. Spin the wheel. Who's up next? It's close. Cooper, you're it.
Let's go, the GOAT. Let's see. What did I play? I played a little bit of Civ 7. Trash. It's awful.
Get him.
Kyle's not paying attention.
Hmm? He's gone. He's gone.
He's so gone. That's so sad.
I played a bit of I said Civ 7 is trash.
Mm.
That's crazy. I play a little bit of Balatro. It's a lot of fun. I like Balatro. I did get a win and run in 12 or fewer rounds. And in that same run, I also got it on the red stakes difficulty and without re-rolling the shot. Like, I got, like, the best chokers straight up just like that. It was really
sounds like it. What was your biggest hand?
I think it was only, like, $100,000. It wasn't too crazy. I like, died immediately after I won it.
I know we had talked about it a few weeks ago when, like, Alex hasn't really gotten the kick yet because he hasn't won a game.
Yeah.
I went and we're talking about like biggest hand. I went back and checked. Mine's 1.6 mil, 1.68 mil.
Oh.
Damn.
That's insane.
I was reading about Balatro today, like because of things we're going to talk about. And I've read what people say are the most broken thing to go for, which I can see why.
Is it the banana?
It is. There's a build, or there's a lot of builds, but primarily you want to focus highest card, because it's the one to just throw out. Because people were arguing about that versus a full house or a flush. And someone explained why highest card's the best.
Yeah, I think it scales the fastest, technically. And I always did two pair early on was what I scaled because it seemed to have more points than high card, but it's still pretty low, so it's very easy to always have a two pair on hand. And there's a lot of jokers that use two pairs for triggers, so
no, for real,
or just pairs. Anyway,
but yeah, I put a little bit of cookie clicker, which is bad. It's very bad. Like another just number goes up game. I played a little bit of The Last of Us 2. It's actually getting pretty good. I don't know. I'm like, I was like, I guess in a slow part of the game, but like, I finally got past that, and I was like, kind of interested.
Sorry. Not enough for you to have played more than a little bit, though.
Cameron's just over there fuming that someone The Last of Us.
No, I can't. I can't fume that people like The Last of Us because it's got a whole series now.
Exactly.
That the gameplay may not be, you know, as strong as it should be for the series that you know. Held in regard, but I'm sure that you can get past gameplay. The story is actually decent.
Exactly.
I can't get past gameplay, so
Did I play? I think I did. Yeah, I played a little bit of Vampire Survivors, and I think a little bit of golf. I think that's about it.
Well, all right then.
Yeah, been pretty chill though.
You played Lost Records.
I did play a little bit of Lost Records. It's all right, but I feel very like not the target market for it because it feels like it's set in like apparently the 90s.
It's supposedly set in 95.
But I feel way too young for it, bro. I'm like, I don't feel no nostalgia for any of this. So
for what?
Lost Records, which is a game Records. Made by Don't Nod, who made Life is Strange, like the original.
Okay.
So if you've played Life is Strange, you can probably figure out what Lost Records is about.
Magical children.
Yeah, magical children.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and I bought the Last of Us 2 upgrade for the remastered edition because it's only $10 apparently. And now it's just like, you gotta get it. I was like, okay.
Well, explain why. I think you're only gonna play it once.
Yeah, I said I'm pretty sure you only gonna play it once. You might as well play it in the higher quality. I was like, I guess
and do sense. The bonus content.
And you get some extra content from it as well.
And then haptics.
All right. Well, Kyle, you're up next.
Okay. I played Civ 7, and I played Helldivers 2, and I played Game of the Week, and I started Lord of the Rings Return to Moria, which I had gotten from Brendan for my birthday. I think that's about it. I played Sid Meier's Railroads. And then my data got corrupted, and I haven't gone back
on it yet.
So. I mean, it's literally just like tabletop railroads, but digitalized, so it's nothing too crazy. Like, I can always start over and get it going again, but... Oh, I used some of my birthday money to buy DayZ because it went on sale. I have not played it
yet. There's a name I haven't heard in years.
Yeah,
it's an old one. But one of my friends was playing it and was trying to get me to get it, so I was like, you know what? Okay. So I did that, and I don't think I have anything else.
Alrighty. Well, let's see who's going last. Let's go. Cameron's going last. Alex, you're up.
Let's go. Deserve.
Okay. I played golf with y'all.
True.
And I was the only one to get Ancient done, right? Yeah.
I think so.
Just barely. Because the last one almost ruined me.
You got take 10,000 shots, Alex.
I also got take 10,000 shots, but Ancient hole-in-one's more impressive. Even though it almost got ruined on the last hole.
Ancient's such a hard one, bro. I did that one with hockey recently, I think. Or one of those.
Lots of Pirate Yakuza, obviously. A bit of Marvel Rivals because they put their next event in the game to get the final three comic book pages for the season.
Oh, speaking of which, I'm not trying to interrupt you, but speaking of which, Grant can finally play because they finally put Gamut in the game.
No, he's not in the game yet.
Oh, never mind. I lied.
He's on the leaked roster.
Okay. I thought you said he was in. My fault.
No. Ben and Johnny got added.
Oh, that's
for the new season. Gamut's just on the leaked roster.
Soon.
The new Astrobot level, I ran it. It took a while. Because it's difficult. You have the dog. So, and they had, I don't remember panels that had, like, bees attack you in the regular game. So I think they're making new things for these levels.
Sounds like it.
A bit of Tomb Raider Legend. I got in the Sonic Racing Cross Worlds playtest, so I played that for a bit, and I won, which was pretty cool.
I saw you post that in the chat.
And I played the game of the week and beat it, because it was about an hour.
Nice. Huh. All right, well, Cameron, finish this out.
All right, so let's see, also played some Sonic Racing Cross Worlds. I could not fully get the controls figured out, so I
Trash.
Could not win. Yes, actually,
Bro,
skill issue.
Play racing games.
Won't be Mario Kart right now.
Wow.
But I did have a massive glitch in it. Yeah, so that was fun. It broke
channel.
Everything. So I got to experience that. I spent longer than the race trying to get out of it. It was great.
Nice.
Let's see. I played some more 3D Land. Not nearly as much as, you know, when I was initially got it, but I'm through World 5 now. So slowly making my way through. Still playing some Zelda.
One might even say you're making your way downtown.
I thought that in my head, but I didn't want to say it.
Well, lucky for you, I have no shame.
Great.
That's crazy. Amazing. Peak. Let's see.
More self-respect.
Fair. Playing more Zelda. Let's see. If I look at the map right now, I have most of the edge of the map of the depths covered in. I actually have points in here that don't have corresponding shrines up top, so that's kind of funny. So doing that, I played a little baby bit of Pokemon Sword because I was trying to figure out where my Melmetal was. I'm still pretty sure that's not the correct Melmetal because I want to say I earned one in Pokemon Go, and that the one I found was for connecting the game with Home. So I think it's the Dynamax one. So that's not the right one. But I found one, so I'm like, okay, that's fine. Also, I don't have Let's Go here, so I can't check that one. And then Chelsea got me some Beats earbuds, because I didn't have earbuds, and she wants to go to the gym, so I need something that is not my giant headphones. Yeah, not exactly comparable for working out.
Fair.
So. Think that's everything. I think it's everything.
All right. Well, going into the download station game of the week, Kirby's Dream Land on the Game Boy.
That's right. Actually, I didn't play that this week because I played it last week.
I was about to say, actually, not that bad.
It's short, sweet.
It's very, very short. It's weird. Like, I know
Kirby doesn't have his iconic power in this one.
Yeah, not being able to copy abilities is strange.
It is the only game, I believe.
It's the original.
It's a port of the original because we played the Game Boy version.
Yeah.
You can also just munch and spit out everything and basically nothing can stand against you, or you can do what I did for like most of the levels and just fly over everything and not actually have to interact with the world or game at all.
Wild.
That's crazy.
It was kind of fun, you know.
No, it's fun. Good. I do love. Oh, sorry.
No, you go first. Go first.
No, you got it.
Oh my gosh. Okay. It was. Maybe it's just because it's the Game Boy version, but it did feel different than the NES Classics version that they had.
Like
there were bits missing almost.
I couldn't feel.
If that makes sense, like the sprinting felt like it was not there. I concur with that.
Yeah, I mean. It's original Game Boy era Game Boy game, so like definitely very just
straight
like
up just a port
hack job of an NES game, yeah. To fit on there.
Yep.
Yeah.
It just fits on there. So they had a game on there.
Yeah.
You get parents to go, oh, I've seen that game. This is so much cheaper. And then they buy the system.
Oh. Smart.
People do love that sound font for Kirby, though. Very commonly used.
Mm-hmm. I do love, like, you can see, like, a lot of, like, so, like, what's the word I'm looking for? You can see the foundation for a lot of the games, like the music, the like the backgrounds, the enemies.
Yeah, there were several very iconic enemies in the throughout that playthrough.
Dude, legit.
The spinies, right? Or whatever they're called. That could easily fit in with Mario, but they're Kirby enemies, and King Dedede uses the smash.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They do so much.
No, it's insane.
Cooper was playing this last night while I was talking to him, and you know, he mentioned, wow, that hits a lot. And I'm like, yeah, because if they don't hit a lot, then you can just return the game when you beat it. It's just,
true.
Like, I don't want to, it's Kirby. I don't want to say it's like hard, but like, I feel like it's for a Kirby game. It's harder than other Kirby games.
No, for sure.
I don't know if they hit for... I know they hit at least... Because I got hit with one while I was down at 3 during a level. Ooh. But I don't know what they hit for. Like, actually, I just know they hit at 3.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good time.
No, I liked it. Like, it's like an hour at most. It's really
charming. Is it
very charming?
Is it a game? Yeah, is it a game you need to like go out absolutely must play? Probably not. No, but is it a game worth trying?
Oh,
especially
yeah.
If you have NSO? Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't go out of my way for it. Like, I wouldn't be like,
this is the Kirby game that you need to try if you've never played a Kirby game.
This is the reason you need to get a Switch, and this is the reason you need to get NSO. It's for this specific Kirby game. Yeah, no. But
I mean, it's solid.
It's charming. Yeah, I like
it. Yeah, very cute. Classic Kirby time.
Yeah.
Alright, all short and sweet. On to the tidbits. George R.R. Martin says there are talks about making an Elden Ring movie.
I saw that the other day.
What are your thoughts?
Yeah, what are you? Yeah.
I mean, I'd love to see an Elden Ring movie. Assuming that they don't try to sugarcoat it for
lower rating.
Yeah, like, as long as they don't Hollywood sugarcoat it and make it not, you know, dark fantasy, which is what it's meant to be, then I think it's great. And I know that, yeah, probably.
But
I know that George R.R. Martin makes, you know, he made the entire Game of Thrones series, which I love, except for, you know, season 8. We don't talk about season 8. And, you know, he basically told the directors of that show to every point along the way what was going to happen throughout the course of the story, and he was like the main person working on the lore and story of Elden Ring, so you know, okay. I'm confident it'll be having more lore to go on for the game would always be great, because From Software games are notorious for having vague stories, and Elden Ring has more. Yeah, I'll say Elden Ring has more lore and story in it than most of the other games do, but it still is a FromSoft game in the fact that the story is very much up to interpretation.
Minuscule, I got you. That's what I was like, is there much of a story in them?
Yeah. I mean, there is a story. There's, you know, I guess it's less of a story and more just lore and world building.
Yeah.
But I mean, the point of you playing the game is you're creating the story as you go.
Yeah, you're the hero.
Yeah, right. So, that would be, like, that's the one thing I'm kind of curious about with the movie is they would have to, they could do it where they followed the Tarnished and it would be like a movie from the perspective of the player character. Or they could do a general lore movie, which I feel like could be really cool if they did a narrative about the Shattering before before the Elden Ring was shattered and split into a million pieces. And they did, like, you know, at the start of the movie, you kind of see what happens to trigger Marika to break the Elden Ring, and then you go into the War of the Shattering, where you have all the demigods vying for power. That could be a really cool movie. And it would be very different from if they did a narrative based on the player character. So, I don't know. I'm intrigued. I think it'll be a good movie. Obviously, you know, we don't have any information other than that it's possible right now, so it's kind of hard to make a definitive answer if it's going to be cool or not, but I think it would be a good idea. And I think if they do it well, if it's executed well, it could be a good movie. That's my two cents. It's probably more than you wanted to hear, but there you go.
I mean, someone is going to have an opinion on this. So.
Okay, out of the five of us, I probably have the...
You certainly care the most about the series.
I would say I have the most at stake in regards to the, you know, if it's good or bad. So.
Dude, they should have Jack Black play the main character.
Nah, man, you gotta get Chris Pratt.
The Rock.
No.
Perfect. You've cast the Elden Ring movie.
It'd be really good.
Just all three.
Just all three.
Fucking Dwayne Johnson as player character A. It'd be really funny.
Ubisoft is adding Steam achievements to old Assassin's Creed games, including the delisted original version of Assassin's Creed 3 from 2012 and the 2019 remaster.
So initially I saw this because I saw people complaining they added it to the version that people couldn't play anymore because it's not for sale. Which is the delisted one.
Yeah.
But, like, then they also added it to the remaster. So I don't think it's... I think they're just going down their list of, hey, we made this, let's add it.
Let's have it achievements. I think that's pretty cool. Have the delisted for the people that have it, you know, let them be able to get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, good...
I guess.
Good, but, I mean, Ubisoft decision, I think.
It feels kind of weird to add it now, though.
Now, yeah, years
later,
over a decade.
I feel like there's not many people playing that game anymore.
No.
I mean, maybe, like... massive fans of the series would be, but
yeah, over a decade,
most,
I do see that.
Most people who played that game are not still playing it to this day. Most,
yeah, they're not. So yeah, would you really go back to earn some achievements for a game that old?
Have you seen achievement collectors though?
If you like the game,
I guess.
Yeah, but that's like most people don't fall into the camp of people who's gonna sit there and go back to a game that's, what, like 8-9 years old at this point, just to try to beat it with achievements instead of
not
just beating it the first time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they're not gonna have the first play experience, and even if they did, it's still an extremely old game. It's probably, I mean, I know that Assassin's Creed 3 was a very good game. I played it, but I mean, I wouldn't go back and play it again at this point. There's so many other games that I'd rather be playing.
That's also true.
It doesn't, I mean, it was amazing for its time, but even in the Assassin's Creed world, there's different games I would go back to and play before I played 3 again.
Because, like,
including, but not limited to, Odyssey and Black Flag, I would go back to before 3. Hmm. And, I mean, even Valhalla. I liked Valhalla. It wasn't amazing, but it was better than... Yeah. And that's purely just because it's newer and has updated graphics and mechanics.
Oh, yeah. Because, like, for me, Like, I kind of agree with that, because, like, it's hard for me to go back to, like, I could say that, like, going back to a game just for the achievements, especially with how big my backlog is, as is, and I'm playing through a whole game to 100% it, pretty much.
Right.
Very, like, that's just very, like, time-consuming. Now, if I'm a huge fan of the game, maybe, but, like, that's something I'm going to set off for later.
Yeah, like, if they added, you know, exclusive achievements, like, they went back and added exclusive achievements to Among Us, I guarantee you'd go back and try to get every single one of those, but...
Well, yeah. Not even argue, yeah.
I'm aware you're not
going to argue. Yeah, but I think Among Us has achievements.
It does. It has 30.
It has achievements. I'm saying, like, exclusive ones. They go back and add more. Cooper's going to go... He's first in line, bro. Going back and getting some.
Actually,
dude, I guess that number. I actually got it right. It is 33. I might need to take a break from Among Us.
The truth finally comes out, ladies and gentlemen.
Since it's not on the list, have we actually... do we talk about Among Us 3D being a thing?
Oh, man. Yeah.
No.
We haven't talked about it yet, but...
I'll say we sent it in the chat, but I don't think we ever mentioned it in the show.
Yeah, okay.
I think it's pretty sick.
Yeah, I mean, it's just Among Us VR, but without the VR.
Without the VR, yeah. Letting everybody play.
But it has proximity chat, which...
Interesting.
That is actually, yeah.
I mean, you look at the little picture that it sent in Discord, it looks like it might be either comms or electrical, I think. Because the guy in the picture, the purple guy, is like pulling on a lever or something.
Purple guy?
Purple.
Mm-hmm. Is he not purple?
No, that's a FNAF.
FNAF, which FNAF is your literal... Discord picture.
Yeah, Fazbear.
Oh yeah, but I just chose it because he does the Fortnite dance, and it says Freddy Fuckbear on the underneath. It. I've never actually played any of those games.
Didn't even know about Purple Guy.
All I'm hearing is Kyle wasn't there for MatPat's theories.
I played FNAF 1, and I played.
I've never played them. I just have seen all the stupid theories.
Oh, that's crazy, because I sure as hell haven't. I did not give a fuck about the game. I played FNAF 1 whenever it was extremely popular, and I played, like, half of FNAF 2, and I was like, yep, this game really isn't for me.
It wasn't about the game, bro. It was about being a game theorist.
It was about the lore, bro. It was about
the lore.
Yeah.
What do you know about the lore?
The lore.
Oh, man. That's funny.
Assassin's Creed Shadows leaks a month ahead of release. People are streaming it online.
Oops.
Well.
Whoopsie.
I mean, it's not the first time a game's leaked a month in advance. It won't be the last.
How far out was Smash Bros. With Mexico?
That was like 2 weeks.
That's right. It was like really close.
Now, Color Splash, way back when, leaked a month early. Ooh. But, I mean, it was playing Color Splash a month early. But that was like, well, it didn't leak. It like if you had pre-ordered it on the eShop, you could play it a month early.
Oh, that's sick.
But
not supposed to happen. But
again, what psychopath pre-ordered Color Splash on the Wii U eShop a month early.
Scott.
Yeah.
So
true.
Balatro Friends of Jimbo Pack 4 DLC. Is that available
kinda
now?
Goated.
Or is it coming out
Yeah,
soon?
It's available as of today. It's out right now.
Okay. So, a bunch of new crossovers, including Assassin's Creed and Slay the Princess, Critical Role, Bugsnacks, Dead by Daylight, Fallout, Civilization 7, and Rust.
What is that for?
Balatro. It's skins for the cards.
certain games are crossed over with certain.
I could tell it was Balatro. I just didn't know what Friends of Jimbo was.
Civ 7 is a diamond card, diamond suit.
Yeah, I see that.
Fourth time in a row. It really wouldn't be that hard to put them in every suit.
No.
Yeah, no. Dude, that makes me so upset.
Just change the color.
The diver with
Right?
And the symbol.
Literally.
Because they're not, it's not like those are stylized to the games.
No.
Is it just supposed to be like a cosmetic?
It's, it is just a cosmetic for those face cards.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And it's completely free.
Yeah, and it's free. Interesting. I think when I was playing, my deck was, I had Stardew and I had Shovel Knight. I know those two. Vampire Survivors was one of them.
Yeah,
and then
me, bro.
It might have been Among Us because I just needed something I knew. And that was the one in that category I knew.
That's fair.
So you, it's just the update that they put in?
Yeah, so like now in the menu you can go and customize your deck to where each suit is a crossover with a certain game out of a list.
Hold up, I have to. I gotta look at this now because I've never. The last time I played Balatro, that wasn't a thing, so I have.
Supposedly, they're releasing DLC. Like, that will redefine.
It's in the collection?
It is in settings.
Settings. Oh. Yeah. It's customized or something like that.
Customized deck, yeah, I found it. Oh, yeah.
Also,
for Spades, there's The Witcher, Cyberpunk, Shovel Knight, Don't Starve, Assassin's Creed, and Slay the Princess.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I've never seen that before, but
yeah, it's pretty sick.
Yeah,
it is a little varied, which is annoying. I think you might need to make it like
more obvious.
Yeah, maybe put it on the title screen.
I think it's fine.
Oh yeah, I don't see it written down, but Balatro is also now on Xbox Game Pass.
Yeah.
Woo. Woo. I mean, good for him.
Sound the alarm. No, bad for him.
No, oh, he got money.
Yeah, he got all the money.
Yeah, but he's gonna get less money.
He is gonna get less money.
On Xbox, where people don't buy games.
Brian, no, Cooper's running the Among Us heart skin.
I am.
What?
I knew it. He has the Among Us heart skin on Balatro.
Oh. I thought you were talking about something in Among Us.
Mm-mm.
Nah.
Peggy complains board admins classifications of Balatro and Luck Be a Landlord to 12 plus, not 18 plus. So they won.
Yes.
Yeah, they lowered it. So, W's.
Huge W.
Now, let's do the opposite thing that he complained about, and let's amend it so that FIFA is M-rated because of its loot boxes.
Balatro also won Canadian Game of the Year in February.
Let's go,
dude, bro.
Canada knows what's good.
Literally. Canada
they always do.
Except they love the French, so.
Yeah. Downsides. You know, give and you take.
Oh, yeah.
Tron Catalyst, it was given a release date of June 17th and a new trailer.
Ooh.
New Tron game coming out.
New Tron game.
So do you ride the motorbikes, or?
Probably.
I mean, how do you tie it into the theme park rides if you don't ride the motorbikes?
True.
In this game, you'll be able to battle a legion of fearsome enemy programs in melee and range combat, both on foot and while riding a light cycle. You can also, there's parrying and disc kicking.
You know, I don't know, man. That sounds really, really basic, all things considered.
Yeah. It looks like a top-down hack and slash, but I'm not too sure.
I mean, that would make sense, considering the fact that the game is also supposed to be kind of top-down.
Yeah.
In theory, anyways.
James Gunn confirms talks with NetherRealm Rocksteady on new DC games. Okay. So we're going to talk about new DC games now for 5 years, and they're going to come out. They're going to be dog.
Yeah,
probably.
So DC Rivals.
We haven't had any
DC
games since.
I would play it.
The Batman.
You would play DC Rivals?
I would play it. Yeah.
They got to call it something different. They're gonna immediately get flagged.
There was
DC Rivals.
A
DC
discussion on r/DC Comics around when Marvel Rivals came out of what classifications would you put characters in, who would you like to see. Look, we could finally have Flash in a video game that's not Lego.
Wrong.
Yeah, he would definitely be
own game.
He would definitely be a dive.
They keep canceling them. They just canceled one, and from which we found out because of rumors. And then there's an old Flash game that was canceled a long time ago that gameplay has come out.
Dude, Ezra Miller, for real.
No, that's why they canceled it, is because they're like, oh, but the movie didn't do well.
Wasn't
yeah, because it's
the
not
character.
It's not that good, and he wouldn't be the movie character. But the one that was canceled a long time ago was going to be Wally, which is why I'm mad, because he's my favorite Flash.
Wally is pretty cool. I think they could be good. Like, they could do, like, the Batman. I know Batman's Arkham games are, like, pretty...
They're great.
Really good with, yeah.
I've played them.
But, yeah, but those are the... And now Insomniac
like the...
is working on Spider-Man, and they're not caring about Batman anymore.
Insomniac never made Batman.
Nah,
I'm sure they did, didn't they?
No. That was Rocksteady. Which is one of the... Tabs listed right here in the news article.
Sick. Yeah, I'm just worried.
No, not sick. They made Suicide Squad.
I was about to say that. I was gonna say I'm worried though because it might be like those are the diamonds in the rough, and then everything else is just.
They've made like 4 games, and I don't know how many they've actually made. It can't be a lot though, because they didn't make anything from Arkham. Night to Suicide Squad because all their projects kept getting canceled because they were working on a Superman game, they were working on a Damian Wayne Batman game.
Old but still interesting tidbit of the week: in Tomb Raider Anniversary on the Wii, an extra collectible was added where you could make rubbings of certain artwork, and an additional room was added to Lara's mansion for the collectibles as well as the keys, weapons, and hunting trophies.
Oh, sick.
Cool.
And I posted a video for y'all to see. I think the hunting trophies are cool, that you can get, like, the dinosaurs you fought.
Onto the rumors, a Persona 4 related project may be in production. Shihoko Harada, vocalist for Persona 4's OST, has been recording songs for an unannounced game where all Persona soundtracks are recorded, plus liking Persona 4 related tweets.
Ooh. Alex is like,
rumor, right, that's for sure.
Well,
so she's the person.
I'm excited.
She's someone that worked for Persona 4.
She's
on Persona 4.
She's the singer.
Yeah. And she's liking Persona 4 related stuff?
Yeah.
That's not evidence.
I don't think that part's evidence. I think the other part could be a maybe.
I mean, yeah, maybe.
But... I didn't write the rumor. It's just, we know that there's supposedly from rumors of Persona 4 being in the work. But like, man, music's one of the last things they do. So it would have to be like a lot closer to being done than people think.
Yeah.
I don't know how I'll feel if we get a remake of 4 before we get Persona 6.
I think you'll buy it anyway. Four.
I will buy it. That's, you're correct.
Wizards of the Coast has reportedly canceled Skeleton Keys in development AAA horror project. Cool.
Oh no.
This is why Larian wanted to stop working with Wizards of the Coast.
Yeah, I don't know what they were developing, but Wizards of the Coast has been on a fucking bender in recent years, so.
True.
Hate to see it.
Yeah. Especially because they control one of my favorite games, so.
Literally.
Pioro hints at Terra-leaked Project Synapse being announced in the Pokemon Presents. Has that been announced? Is that still happening this month? February's almost over.
That's on the 27th, as always.
Mm. Okay. Project Synapse, what is that supposed to be? It showed us Pokemon games, names for Pokemon games, Project Synapse.
Is that supposed to be the thing about, like, the new name for ZA? Legend ZA or something?
The Terra Leaker implied it is a multiplayer game and said it was Splatoon-like.
What?
What?
A Pokemon game?
Another? Wait, they already have a MOBA-style game.
Bro, did we find this on 4chan?
This is going to be a hero shooter.
This seems like it has the legitimacy of a 4chan leak.
I mean, that's where the best rumors are. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm pretty sure they were right about the Switch, too.
That's crazy.
They were right about the Switch, too. It's insane.
That's crazy.
If you just say it's going to happen, eventually it'll happen. Just like these leaks about the multi-Pokemon game. So, but like basically every Game Boy game on one Switch cartridge.
Oh, that's not happening. They're going to sell each one individually for $60, dude.
It's like there's no way they're going to sell all of the Game Boy games on one cartridge for $60.
No.
But they will sell you a Splatoon shooter, but you're shooting something else? Question mark? Out of Pokemon?
What? When you phrase it like that.
What's that old JonTron thing about like Moemon? He's like, this is Moemon. It's like Pokemon, but with little girls. I'm going to stop playing this game now.
Bro, it's just Hydro Pump, guys. It's white Hydro Pump.
Stop. Moving on. Jeff Grubb says God of War remaster announcement will happen around the anniversary in March. So, God of War remastered remastered?
Is this God of War 4 or is this God of War God of War?
God of War.
I think God of War
remastered again.
Because they already did a PS5 improvement to God of War. So, I don't know what they're going to improve. Let's
Cooper,
see.
You make me sad.
Cooper makes me sad too, dude.
What he just added to the sheet?
Legit gaming leaks. Nintendo Switch 2 will not be able to make pizza.
That's crazy. Man. Pre-order canceled.
They really, bro.
I do not want one anymore.
a countdown has now appeared on the website for Tony Hawk's Pro Skater, which will end on March 4th.
Oh, wow.
Please. Yeah, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater. No, it's
happening. Look at the date, and if you go into the source code on the website, it literally says, with the initials, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater, 3+1.
We did it, that's boys. Peak. We did it. I finally have a reason to be excited.
Dude, that's actually high. Oh, yeah. Dude, wait, they're dropping 3+4 on 3-4? That's
peak. Yeah. No, they're at least announcing it, but then read the next.
From Ecstasis, Tony Hawk 3+4 will be shadow dropped at the Xbox Summer Showcase in June for PC, Xbox, and PS5.
Good.
How can it be shadow dropped if they're gonna?
They're gonna warn us. What?
I think this one's wrong because the site is actual them.
I mean, are they gonna give us a release date or are they just gonna say?
I don't know, but. Maybe, but I feel like shadow drops usually. Hey, by the way,
yeah,
it's
Nintendo. Nintendo tells you like the
We threw it on there today. We announced it today, and we threw it on there today. Aren't you excited?
I'm gonna be very mad if they fuck up the licensing and can't get the original soundtrack back for 4 though. That's gonna be very upsetting if they can't do that.
That's why people thought it took so long. So I hope people were right.
I hope so too.
Otherwise, you're gonna have to play it on PC, where someone will mod it back in day one.
Honestly, I'll probably buy it for PC anyway.
Oh yeah, play it on the Steam Deck,
dude. Ooh, I didn't even think about that sound. I just thought about it because I was like, I want to make PC my platform now.
Oh yeah,
hell yeah! But it's a good time. I don't know what I did at work. I guess I was trying to lift shit without, you know, using my legs, but my back hurts so bad.
Man, right, that's how you break your back.
Dude, yeah. Clearly. Yeah, lift with your back. Bro. Use quick jerking-like movements.
It's like right underneath my right
and breathe plate. Really quickly while you're doing it. Like, breathe, like, very fast.
It hurts so bad, bro. Like, every time I
Don't ever ask for help.
Keep your knees locked. Knees need to be locked all the time.
Yep. Every time I'm like looking down at my laptop to start typing more, I just feel like a twinge underneath my right shoulder blade. It hurts so bad.
Oh man.
That's what you get into waiting the night before the papers due, son.
You know what? Shut up.
Broke his back, dude.
Shut up.
Try to tell you. Nintendo Switch 2 will supposedly have a June release date. This rumor is pretty freaking weak. If you know Kit and Krista, I think. Nintendo Minute. They have their own show they do now that's not Nintendo affiliated. But they still talk about a bunch of Nintendo stuff. And this came from that they thought it was going to be like a summer release date, get it while the kids are out of school and stuff like that. So
that's crazy. They're gonna time it when kids are out of school so that you can maximize kids wanting a gaming system. Nintendo's gotta hire them back, I guess. Fuck.
I'm thinking about the way that you're saying that. Doesn't sound like you're surprised.
I mean, it is a difference.
I figure on it though.
Between the games industry and the television / I guess series now, like, because they don't like game industry's like, yeah, we love summer, we'll release in summer, but television hates releasing things in summer.
Yeah,
because nobody's sitting watching TV, everyone's out doing stuff.
It's actually decent, unless you're in Florida, in which case it's just scalding hot year round.
And finishing topic for the evening, should gameplay or graphics be the priority for games?
Easy answer, gameplay.
Yeah, gameplay.
I don't like, there's so many games with pixel graphics and they're not that great, but as long as they're fun to play, then it doesn't matter. like.
Yeah, I was gonna say
a game
like,
that's not fun. I'm immediately turning off and not playing it again. But
the graphics need to be good enough for whatever you're going for. They don't.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter what they are. It's just whatever you decide to go for, you need to be able to meet the expectations of it. If you're making a modern 3D open world or something like that, the demand to meet a
then I don't
want to
see
E.T. Like if you can't develop that because you're one person or a small group of people or whatever, that's fine. Then just don't do it.
Yeah.
I think it's like, I think it's honestly even possible to like certain games now are like we're on the cutting edge of like, you know, games having just the best graphics that they've ever been able to have. And I feel
we're
like
on
a lot
the
of
cutting edge of games are too expensive, so we'll lose AAA games.
Well, yeah, that too, but I'm saying like a lot of games are going for that, you know, hyper realistic look or that super graphically advanced look, and they don't need it. Like, you think about, you know, a game like Stardew, if they tried to put like more modern graphics, like more realistic graphics on Stardew, it would look like shit. Like it's so perfect the way that it is now.
I think you could definitely do it. The problem is like it's way easier to do it when it's equivalent of Super Nintendo graphics versus modern 3.
Yeah.
Like the effort,
like, it just wouldn't be the same.
It would be the same.
Yeah.
But I'm saying that you could do it in a good way. It's just being developed by one guy.
Like that comfort game that you just, you know, you go to and you can play hours on end, and it's not like it doesn't require tons of focus or like, you know, anything in particular. You're just playing the game and it's a fun time.
But also like
it doesn't really need...
Stardew Valley bad graphics? It's good graphics.
No, I'm not saying it's bad graphics. I'm saying like you take like a lot of people are trying to hyper realize every little detail of the games whenever, you know, you take a game like Stardew with the pixel graphics, and granted they're not bad graphics, it's just not hyper realistic.
That's what I'm trying to come at this from.
I think you would lose out some of what makes that game so special if you tried to make it with different graphics.
I mean, for sure. But I'm trying to come at it like if you have like Stardew Valley's graphics, pixel art graphics, and like, I don't know, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth graphics. Both of those are good graphics. Like, it's complex versus simple. It's not really good versus bad. So the question needs to be like, when you say good graphics for like a pixel art game, there can be bad graphics and good graphics.
Yeah.
It's like it's not good and bad as in like modern and old. It's for what it is.
Are you using RPG Maker and only using default, or like you're having AI create it, or you know, those kind of assets, or are you actually putting in, you know, it doesn't have to be like a labor of love like Stardew for its graphics, but are you putting in more than the absolute bare minimum to make your game stand out? And this kind of goes for 3D games as well.
I can deal with a game that has, you know, less than ideal graphics if it's at least fun to play.
Yeah, I think really it's just like gameplay is more important, but there's a line for where graphics become a problem.
If the graphics are so bad that I can't tell what's going on the screen, then that's obviously gonna inhibit the gameplay regardless, but
good graphics will enhance good gameplay.
No, for sure. Like, they go hand in hand.
I think Age of Calamity looks good. Its problem is frame rate.
I lump all that in.
Well,
like, graphics.
I would say, whenever
That's
whenever the screen is tearing because it's lagging so bad, it's obviously gonna make the graphics suffer.
Yeah. No, I like for The Last of Us, I think The Last of Us looks very pretty. It's really like they went insane on the graphics, but like for me personally, I really don't care if a game looks realistic if it's plays terribly and I'm just not enjoying it while I'm going through it.
Yep.
Like, I mean, I play like very simple games. Like, I'd say like Nodebusters are very like not really insanely like graphically insane or nothing. Yeah, but like, it's really fun. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a fun game regardless.
So like
I think there's your answer, folks.
Yeah, for me it's definitely
graphics don't matter as much as gameplay. Unless those graphics inhibit gameplay, then obviously it's going to be a problem for both.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think graphics are very important, but I think the gameplay definitely needs to come first.
I think with modern games, right? The problem is we have so many, especially with like first person shooters, they just feel the same because they're all going for how many pixels, you know, kind of cram into this to make it super hyper realistic. And it's like, okay, but where's the identity for this game? You know,
bang. That's the identity. Bang, bang.
Pow, 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 pow.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There is no substance. You know why you're here. We know why you're
multiplayer
here.
Multiplayer shooting.
You want to shoot a gun.
And yell slurs at 13-year-olds.
Yeah, let's just cut to the chase. All right, well, I'm impressed that we managed to go from almost 4
That's
and
crazy.
We went from almost 4 hours to under an hour and a half.
Wild.
Yeah. Last week's episode.
Speedrun.
Last week's episode was the longest non-anniversary show.
Yeah.
Guys,
time
far.
To go on a 3-hour rant.
Dude,
what do we got this time?
Last week I thought we were never gonna end. That's
just like the fact that we were within, you know, what is it? Where is my sheet? We were within 14 minutes of the 4-year anniversary, and that was a regular episode and the game show.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this that last week was just a regular episode.
Yeah, that was crazy.
No, it's insane.
Lots of yapping.
Yeah, we got off track several times, and it was an extremely long script.
Yeah. What was it, 2 weeks?
Yeah, it was two weeks.
It was 2 weeks, but it was also just a lot of information in those 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, especially because of the state of play.
Yeah. With
Watcher.
Remember we missed the week for me and Grant's birthday because he decided to get sick.
He got sick. Lame.
He flew up.
I flew up.
Yes.
That is what he said.
Dude, that's actually crazy. Heard it. So with Bellatro, with all the face cards, they have 72 guest characters now.
That's crazy.
Sweet.
With 24 different games.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
Such a peak game. I love Bellatro.
Indeed.
It's a fun one.
All right, well, that's going to wrap the episode up for us here. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed the show. Please share us with a friend. We post every Wednesday, 7 a.m. Central Standard Time, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube.com/StormwindGames. Anywhere that you get your podcast, you can find us. Add us on Twitter at OnlineGamersWithAK. What do you think matters more to a game? Graphics or gameplay? And I don't know. What do you think about NetEase?
Dude, for real.
Random question. What do you think about NetEase? Let us know. And we'll be back next week, as always, for more gaming news, talk, and discussion. Thank you so much for listening. Have a good week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.